All right. Right, so how are you feeling? Some of you are a little zoned out. Right. Well, a piece of you is not here, you know. It's okay. You can still drive home. You can still function just fine. And we apologize to you for the person who did not turn off their cell phone.
That was the goddess calling us back.
Yeah. Sometimes that has to happen. It's very creative, you know. All right. So, does anyone have any questions they would like to ask?
Hello, Alexis.
Hello.
I'm a little confused of the process of the wound having a purpose and bringing me back into my path. I really don't understand how incest or molestation, that deep of a wound, could lead someone to their path. I'm really confused with that. Because when we did the meditation and you asked Goddess to come in, I pushed her away and said, why would I want you? You didn't protect me as a kid. I don't want you to come in. So I really struggled. And I don't want to leave here feeling the anger that I do right now.
All right. All right. Well, even though you were abused, mistreated, and wounded, right? One of the things that you learned from this, at first you learned what most people learn is how to hide, how to deny, how to shut things down, how to numb out. But you see, you've ultimately come to a place of great compassion for yourself, for others who have suffered so greatly as well. You've come to a wisdom of what is really true about your life. You have risen beyond that. The goddess does not give that to you so that you will feel pain. But there is a part of you that may not have ever have experienced the compassion and the love that you can experience now if you had not have gone through some of that. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. What you may want to do is to release that anger. The anger is an anger of like, well, I reject this wound. This is not okay. And yes, in many ways it is not okay to be mistreated that way, to be hurt that way, to be damaged that way. But as long as you remain angry at the perpetrator or at God, Goddess, all that is, for having sent that, for not having protected you, then you're going to, as you pointed out, you're going to resist the healing, right?
Right.
So this is a really good one. We would suggest that, let's see, do we have time to do one? Let's see here. Did anyone else have anything similar?
I do.
Have a resistance? All right. Would you give, because we're gonna work with these, all right?
Well, my similarity is the same situation. The incest and molestation was my wounding. But I have forgiven and I have let go of the anger and learned that it had to do with, for me, it had to do with boundaries. Because that taught me I didn't have any. And my path is to learn and live that I do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's one of the things that I got from that.
Yes. And did you have resistance with the goddess?
Well, I zoned out. I have no clue.
Well, that's a kind of resistance.
Yes, that's true.
You
that's
got
true.
Very good at zoning out. That
yes.
was part of way you survived.
Yes. I escape and zone out very well.
All right. Okay, thank you. And if you put the microphone back, does anyone have anything similar to share? All right.
Hi, Galexis. I think really since birth I have felt unlovable, and there's been kind of a turnaround where I do feel much more love of myself and receiving love from the universe and people and places, things, and I'm really grateful. I'm starting to feel, you know, body pains go away, more energy come back, my health return, and I just want some answers of what I'm doing right that's taking place here.
All right, you're becoming more real. You're not hiding behind your own cover.
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking at yourself with illusion. You're looking deeply into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that comes from this molestation circumstance is that because you had an intention when you came in, both of you, to come into your spiritual path, it created a very strong focus and awareness on what you felt when you got past the I got to be strong, I got to tune it out, I've got to be totally, got to numb it out, I have to live this separate life. But there was always a circumstance where you had to come back to heal that, and in that healing, to find love for yourself. And yes, it can be boundaries. It can also be an awareness that out of that experience, that you became strong, that you basically pulled yourself together and became powerful, and that you would not have done it otherwise. Now, this may seem to be an unusually harsh, terrible lesson to learn, but we want to point out that even though other people may not have had something that on a societal level is considered that heinous, that terrible, every one of you has been tested to the nth degree by your own issue. Every one of you, even if your life looks like totally easy compared to that, you had an issue that for you and your particular temperament was just as wretched. It is part of the agreement that you made. Now, you chose to come and experience shame. You chose to come and experience how far you could get in the illusion away from the divine. How far away can I get? You were curious. Now, you're not curious about that right now, but you were curious about it. What does that feel like? There's this whole issue around separation. There's this whole planet where you're separate from the divine. And this wounding gives you that sense of separation deeply, horrifically. You sought to experience what is the nth degree, and then you would turn it around. You decided, I'll turn it around. Now, some of you got over-obsessed with it. You gave yourself an environment where nobody really knew how to deal with it or handle it, and neither did you. And so you were stuck with it. But by being stuck with it, it shaped you and molded you in lots of ways. You became powerful in your own way. You knew yourself better in some way. You created something. Every one of you created something. Some of those compensation strategies are brilliant. some of them are extraordinary and have brought out your gifts, your strengths, your talents, your capacities. Yes, we agree it's a harsh way to go, and it wasn't intended to be so painful. You were going to go and have a hit of it just to see what it was, and then you were going to come back. You thought it wasn't going to be that bad of a journey. But don't hold that against yourself, and don't hold it against the divine. It was your choice to do it. If you are angry, however, you need to let that anger go. You need to channel it somewhere. So channel it at the divine. Get God and Goddess and line them up and tell them off. Do you think they take it personally? No. You would if you'd mistreated somebody. And then they came and called you on it and shamed you in front of others or whatever. But no. You got to get it out. Because actually that anger shows a tremendous reservoir of passion. And under that anger and that passion is love. So much love. You have a capacity, dear one, to really love and love deeply. And if you did not have that as part of your theme, you would not have challenged yourself in this particular area. So, in good measure, why don't we do a clearing? Why don't we go and get straight with God, okay? How about that? You can hand the microphone back, and we're going to take you on a little process now. Let's get straight with God. Now, admittedly, the Goddess is not someone that that you know a lot about. But God has been blamed for everything. And it's a he, too, you know? It could be an old man with a beard, or maybe he's just, you know, some of the movies that have had interesting characters playing divine or playing angels or playing God or something. You know, he could be a man in a suit. So what we're going to do is kind of get you straight with God, okay? So just close your eyes. This is not that long. This is not that deep. The whole culture you're in is twisted and distorted in its concepts about God. The whole Judeo-Christian structure, the man code, as we call it, is about domination, control. God is seen as the Lord, kind of in a medieval sort of way. He's head of the castle and everybody else are the serfs. And he goes into battle and he fights off all the competition. He's the one who says, "There are no other gods before me. I'm number one." When you stop to think about it, what level of maturity is a God that says that? Right? So let's just go and march up there and see God sitting on his throne. All right? So just imagine that you're standing at the doors of a great palace. And you're in heaven, okay? Or wherever it is. Where God has his palace, where he has his throne room, where he sees his subjects. The Lord will see you now. The doors open. You walk in, whatever you have thought about God in the past is going to be reflected in your imagination inside these doors. If you've seen God as a kind of an angry, warlike, jealous God, like the Old Testament God, the old tribal God of the Israelites, then you're going to see soldiers lined up, holding their spears. If you see God as some kind of major judge, and everybody else is like helping him figure out whether you are deserving of joy and love or punishment and suffering, then you're going to see him differently. And you're going to see everybody there kind of like scribes, you know, keeping track of all your indulgences and your weaknesses and all the good things that you did and balancing it against the bad things that you did. Kind of like a Santa Claus, you know. If you've been good, you're going to get a present. But if you've been bad, oh well, they don't tell you exactly what Santa Claus does to you then. So now enter the throne room, and there's a throne. And God, your image of God, sits upon it. Whether it's an old man with a beard, like on the Sistine Chapel, or whether it's kind of some kind of stern warlord, or whether it's a man in a suit, an accountant, keeping track of your sins and your good deeds. Approach the bench. Walk up to God now. All your life, you've been told, one way or another, that God hears everything you say, that God's paying attention to you, that God's fussing about whether you're doing the right thing or not and keeping your nose cleaner. Well, look at God now. He just sits there and he's looking at you and you're like, okay, well. There's so much limitation put on you. You're not allowed to think for yourself. You're not allowed to be a free agent and to really fully engage in full responsibility for your actions. You have a whole culture whose laws are codified so that you never have to be responsible, so you never can step outside the consensus. And it's all been blamed on God. So feel how all the limitations of your life have been blamed on God. And how all your guilt, all the judgments made on you by yourself or others, all comes basically down to you doing God's work on yourself. That God is some harsh parent, some judgmental parent, who has abandoned you in the physical body and said, look, you know, go out there and do the best you can. And if you're good, I'll reward you. And if you're bad, well, you know, I'm going to kick you out of Eden. You'll go to that other place. Come on, get angry. This system sucks. It does not respect who you are as a light being. This God sitting there is a limited God. Get angry that you've been limited by this God. And in your anger, speak to this God mentally. And say, look, you have, you know, you've loaded me down with shame and guilt and pain and made me suffer, and you've abandoned me, and you haven't supported me, and you've let me just make an idiot of myself. You have done all these things to me, and I'm really angry. Let him have it. Come on. Feel the anger. Come on. All of you have it somewhere. There is a rage. A rage of not being accepted as the divine being that you are. That lurks down in there. A rage over the disconnection. Thinking it's a disconnection from him. Not that it was a disconnection you chose. So let him have it. Blame him. Complain. Tell him off. Come on, get more passionate. Get more vehement. Come on. Let it all off your chest. Just blow it off your chest. Come on. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Stomp your foot a few times. Flail your arms. Okay, let it go. Out. It all goes out. There it is. Whew. Off your chest. Off your chest. We have a nice vortex. Just let it go off your chest. It's going to go right out into the vortex and be spun away. Here we go. One, two, three. There you go. Now, it's up to God to respond. He sits there. He looks at you. Okay, I hear you. Does he say anything? Or is he silent? He's just looking at you. And then you realize you created this God. You created this whole system where God should have been a really nice parent, taken care of you, been good to you, and given you all sorts of treats, and pampered you as a little child soul that you are. Almost idealistic childhood, with God giving you all sorts of favors and little miracles. Like giving you a nice little ice cream cone because, well, God likes you. And suddenly you realize that this is a statue in a saint. This is a icon you've created of your impression of God, explaining away your childhood from a your child self's perspective. Recognize, dear ones, you have the power now. Your power. What divine do you want? Can you open to a greater sense of the divine? Can you allow something more? Can you allow yourself to be connected to something higher? Open yourself now as you stand there and let this God transform into a light form, into a brighter, more loving, unconditionally accepting God, allowing you to have free will, allowing you to explore all your themes, your issues, your stuff, gifting to you the power to be who you are. And you take that power and watch and see a greater God now. A God where you're freer, more empowered, more loving, more connected. Where you're living according to your divine plan that you and your crew decided before you came here. Feel the love and the light from this divine masculine. feel yourself transform now. Feel your cells change. The light enter you. The light change you. You've grown up. This is a grown-up God for you. Own your divinity. You are made of the same stuff. You're part of the same essence. Let yourself now come back. Come back to body consciousness and open your eyes. Let yourself begin to feel a certain piece of peace. Let a certain sense of resolution begin to unfold. It is planted like a seed in you. Let it unfold. Let it be. All right. So we have time for one more question or comment. Anyone would like to? And thank you for your contributions, for your sharings, those of you who did.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, it's Therese. So maybe this is a little off topic, but I had two abortions when I was younger, and I would really be interested to know what, you know, what happens with those beings, or that perspective, or that whatever it is.
All right. And have you resolved whatever is on your side?
I have, very lovingly. You know, I've gone through lots of different...
Yeah, you went through a lot of stuff, but you look pretty clear now.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
And if there's a love connection there, that, I mean, that would be kind of cool, too.
Well, there is a love connection. They were like friends of yours on the other side. You see, you have a life over there. And in that life over there, you know all sorts of light beings. You're one. You know a bunch. And you get together on the astral plane, causal plane, whatever. And when you come down into the physical plane, you say, you know, in order for me to go through certain changes I need to go through, I'm going to find myself challenged with pregnancies. Mm-hmm. Right? And so you had some friends that said, we'll volunteer. Mm-hmm. And they came in and went out for you. Nothing bad happened to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like what do they call them, the pro-life people are just terribly upset. They consider it murder. But you see, it is generally a prearranged thing. So that the woman having the abortion will go through certain experiences that is very important for her.
Yeah, that totally makes sense, the contract.
And so, you know, when you die, you go back to the other side, to where you were, and you embrace them, and you all go out and, you know, have a nice milkshake together or something, you know, and reminisce and so on. But they did was they just come in for just a little while to help you over that, into that particular time phase. Generally, there's no suffering, particularly on their part, because actually what happens when the child is in the womb, the growing process, physically speaking, of cells can be excruciatingly painful. Imagine if you were like doubling your size, you know, in a matter of weeks, right? How painful it could be. It was just so much going on. It's so intense. So what happens is that the divine light current, it's actually a vibration, so it's light and sound current, is gifted to you when you're in the womb, so that you are floating in absolute bliss, so you don't feel the pain. Mm-hmm. All right? It's a gift of the divine. And so it's not like, you know, they were in pain. It's not like they suffered for you. Your two friends, they didn't suffer for you.
Right.
They had a nice experience floating around in the bliss for a while. And they said, oh, that feels really, really good. Okay, we're done, you know. Mm-hmm.
Thank right. you. That's
You're
great.
Welcome. Mm-hmm. All right, that was such a short one. Let's have another one.
Glexus, I want to get back a little bit to what my earlier question was, because things are turning around for me, certainly physically. I want to know, I really think this is a question of soul right now.
Yes.
What is it I do to turn my financial situation around even better, because it is getting better, but what is it you see in me that needs to clear and heal for more of that flow to happen?
Well, we would say that one of the reasons that your health is coming better together is that you are more generous with yourself than you were. You're caring about yourself more. Mm-hmm. You realize that, yes?
Yeah.
And the you that's caring about yourself is more real, has more depth than the you that you used to pretend to be to care about yourself.
Okay.
All right? So you're going into greater sense of depth. When you go into depth, you touch soul. You open up more dimension of experience, more dimension of emotion, right? And so also more experience of receiving, right? Now, for you to be able to open up your financial, it's funny that you should ask, but we just did a workshop on that very issue about receiving and creating money channels and bringing energy of money into you. What has happened in the past is that you have been very much focused on money. You have had to dismantle so much charge around money, so much ego issue around money, and you've done admirably, because you every time you crash yourself, you've done all sorts of personal work. It's been your commission of challenge. It's been the one challenging thing that gets you to work on yourself more than anything. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, you've done more personal spiritual growth and development because of financial crises than anything else, really. So you've used it that way. But when you become real and become more present, when you become more generous with yourself, when you're capable of giving rather than earning or performing, you change the whole balance of giving and receiving and the whole flow of energy. Now, what's happening here is as you get more real, and as you really feel and understand who you are deeper, in a more kind of calmer sort of way, where you're more comfortable with all the facets of yourself, which is what's finally happening here. You're really getting comfortable with yourself. You're getting comfortable in your own skin. You don't feel as unsafe anymore. Heck, you've gone through how many circumstances you could have called completely unsafe, and you could have believed in the unsafety, and you could have believed that the world as you had originally kind of thought was kind of an unsafe and scary place. But no, you've built the world to be safer and safer. You notice that?
Yeah.
You're trusting more and more.
Yeah.
Okay.
From where I came from, what was a very scary emotional
exactly.
and physical place.
Exactly. But look,
place.
You're not there anymore.
No.
That story is over.
Right.
You're a different person now.
I really
and
let
it's
it go.
Only within the past year you've done this. Mm-hmm. You've really come to this place where you are now.
Thank you.
You've come into this being where you are a greater being than you were. Now you will be able to create money by doing through giving and receiving, opening up the channels. Okay? Now, we did a workshop on how to do this. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we have in any other of our material. We were able to, we had to take 2 days to focus on it. But we would highly recommend that you listen to it.
Okay.
All right? Because from where we are coming from, looking at your energy field, is that you're just ready now to learn how to truly give. You're really ready to learn how to give, to really give now. To give without any kind of expectations. But to give with a focused intent, and to give through that channel or medium of boundary, which is called the ego, from self to other, to be able to give purely and cleanly, and from there to be able to receive back through that boundary or ego into yourself. It's like you have, now you have a strong beginning of a positive ego that you didn't have before. You understand?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
thanks
all right.
for that feedback. That's wonderful.
But you need to get that energy moving into the giving, receiving channels so that you get into the flow, into the money flow. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank all of you for coming and participating in healing the great wound. And we would recommend that if you feel for some reason or another that you didn't really get it all, we'd recommend that you listen to the sound file of this evening and do it again. All right? Don't feel bad if you don't get it perfectly the first time, okay? Heck, you've been living this wound for how many decades or whatever. And so if it takes a little bit, you know, be generous with yourself. Be caring and loving with yourself. Give yourself lots of grace, lots of rope, okay? Don't give yourself any hard time whatsoever. None. Okay? Cancel out all judgments about yourself, all opinions about yourself. Stop nailing yourself into a box. And if any of you are still stuck in your old story, we did a whole evening on that called Your New Story back in January. We recommend that you go through that one. Because for some people, that's what takes them back into the wound. And they re-accept the wound. You don't ever have to take it back. But don't you want to have some nice, juicy, unconditional love a lot? Don't you want it in your day? Don't you want it in your life everywhere, overflowing and filled? You see? So we are delighted. We've had a wonderful time with your beautiful light energies. We surround you, dear ones, with our light and, as always, our love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Farewell.